Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
It was just supposed to be a birthday party for Levi and Ivy's uncle. Just your run-of-the-mill celebration with cake, presents, and lots of family celebrating all together. But this party took a turn very quickly after their uncle Connor blew out the candles on his cake. With his longtime girlfriend Nicole by his side, he said there was only one wish he had, and that was for her to marry him. That's right, Levi and Ivy's uncle proposed to his girlfriend right there at the party. Everyone was so surprised and happy for them. "Congratulations, Connor and Nicole," exclaimed friends and family all around the party. "When do you think you'll be getting married?" asked Levi and Ivy's mom. "I know Nicole has always talked about getting married in the spring, and that works for me too," replied Connor with a huge smile on his face. The party continued and more wedding questions were asked as the night went on. And even more questions were asked by Levi and Ivy on the way home. "Mom, are we going to Uncle Connor's wedding?" asked Ivy. "Of course," replied their mom. "Do you think they'll have one of those super tall cakes with like 100 layers?" asked Levi. "And do you think it'll be chocolate? I love chocolate. I hope it's chocolate." "They'll most likely have a big cake," said Levi's dad. "I'm not sure what kind, but whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be tasty." And as the months went by leading up to the wedding, Levi and Ivy had more and more questions. One day in particular, they were on a car trip with their parents, but they didn't know where they were going. "Hey, isn't this the way we drive to get to Uncle Connor's house?" asked Levi. "Maybe," said Levi's mom with a little smirk. "Speaking of Uncle Connor, do you think I can wear my pink glitter glasses to the wedding?" asked Ivy. "Maybe," answered Ivy's mom as she gave a knowing smile to Ivy's dad. "Well, if she's wearing those glasses, then I'm wearing my new high tops," added Levi. "Don't you worry. I have a feeling you'll both look amazing at the wedding," added Levi's dad, smiling back at his mom. What little secret were they keeping from their kids? Well, soon enough, Levi and Ivy would find out. They added to their list of questions as they continued to drive along with their parents, one after the other. Then all of a sudden, they recognized where they were. "Hey, this is Uncle Connor's neighborhood," exclaimed Levi. "Are we stopping over because he wants help tasting wedding cake flavors?" "Oh, that would be fun," added Ivy. "Or maybe Aunt Nicole wants my opinion on wedding dresses." "I guess you'll have to find out when we get inside," said Levi and Ivy's dad as he pulled out into the driveway. At this point, Levi and Ivy were starting to get suspicious. The secret car ride to Uncle Connor's, the vague answers from their parents to their wedding questions. What was going on here? Eager to find out, they ran inside and gave their uncle a big hug. But it wasn't just him. Their soon-to-be new aunt was there too. They all said hello and then got right to the big question. "Why did Mom and Dad bring us to your house today?" asked Levi and Ivy together. "Well, I guess there's no reason to keep this little secret any longer," said Uncle Connor as he grabbed his fiancée Nicole's hand. "We've been so excited to ask you both a very important question," added Nicole. "Connor, you go first." Uncle Connor then turned and looked at Levi. "Hey, buddy, Aunt Nicole and I wanted to ask you if you'd like to be the ring bearer at our wedding in a few months." Uncle Connor and Aunt Nicole had decided to have their wedding that coming spring. They didn't want to wait too long, and since they got engaged in June, they decided to get married 11 months later in May, just like Aunt Nicole wanted. Levi looked surprised by the question and wondered what his uncle was talking about. Everyone, except for Ivy, looked so excited and were waiting for Levi's response. Levi would find out later that Ivy also didn't know what a ring bearer was. "Hey friends, do any of you guys know what a ring bearer is?" Said Levi, looking around the room before answering his uncle. He didn't want to be rude, and everyone looked so excited that he said, "Sure, I'll be your ring bearer." Everyone cheered, and Levi went along with it. "I'm so happy it's finally out in the open," said Levi's mom. "Your dad and I have known for a week, but we wanted Uncle Connor to ask you in person." "Yeah, I'm happy too, Mom and Dad," said Levi, still not knowing what he was happy about. And I don't want you to think we forgot about you, Ivy, began Aunt Nicole. Your uncle and I would love for you to be involved in our wedding too, by being the flower girl. Ivy, just like Levi, didn't know what that meant, but because everyone was so happy and excited by the invitation, she accepted with a smile. I can't wait for our wedding, and now we're even more excited because you two are going to be involved in our special day, said Uncle Connor to Levi and Ivy. For the rest of their visit, Levi and Ivy talked about other wedding stuff with their uncle and aunt, but didn't ask about their specific jobs. They kind of liked that all the adults thought they knew exactly what they were talking about, and even though they didn't, it was really exciting to be a part of the wedding. It wasn't until the next day at school that they decided maybe they should ask around a bit to see if any of their friends knew what a ring bearer and a flower girl did at a wedding. Levi asked his friends first. Oh, my friend Toby from summer camp told me that he was going to be a ring bearer at his aunt's wedding next year. He said he was super excited because he had never met a bear in person before, said Levi's friend. I heard if you're a ring bearer, then it's your job to pick out the rings for the people getting married, said another of Levi's friends. And it's really an important decision because they'll have to wear them for the rest of their lives. Levi's face filled with worry, thinking about meeting a bear and having the hugely important task of picking out Uncle Connor and Aunt Nicole's rings. At the same time, Ivy was asking her friends about what being a flower girl could be. I think you're in charge of growing all the flowers for the wedding, guessed one of her friends. You definitely should have started already because some flowers take a really long time to grow. That sounds right, added one of Ivy's other friends. And I'm pretty sure the flower girl has to put together all the flower arrangement for the wedding too. And that's kind of the main decoration on the big day, so they have to be perfect. Oh no, Ivy thought to herself. I've never grown flowers or put together a flower arrangement before. What am I going to do? That day after school, Levi and Ivy met in the treehouse to discuss what they had learned about their jobs for the wedding. Once they discussed what their friends had told them, they were absolutely sure of what they should do. We need to tell Uncle Connor and Aunt Nicole. We can't be in their wedding, Levi and Ivy said together. Then they walked into the house and asked their parents if they could call Uncle Connor. Why do you need to do that? Asked their dad. Do you two have more wedding cake questions? Maybe your mom and I could help. Levi and Ivy decided it would be best to tell their parents what they were thinking before calling their uncle. So here it goes. Mom, I don't think our yard is big enough to grow all the flowers for the wedding, Ivy began. And I don't know the first thing about putting together flower arrangements. And I like animals, but I don't know that I'm ready to meet a bear in person. I mean, what would I do with a bear? Said Levi. And the only ring I own is my plastic Spider-Man ring. How am I supposed to know what kind of rings Uncle Connor and Aunt Nicole would really want? Levi and Ivy's parents were beyond surprised by all the info that their kids were telling them and couldn't help but laugh when they were done talking. What are you laughing at? Asked Levi. Yeah, this is important. We need to tell Uncle Connor about this now so he can find a new ring bear and flower girl, added Ivy. I'm sorry we're laughing, started Ivy and Levi's mom. But you definitely got the wrong information about what those two jobs do at a wedding. How about we tell you what a ring bearer and a flower girl really do before you tell Uncle Connor and Aunt Nicole that you aren't interested in being in the wedding anymore, added Levi and Ivy's dad. It was then that Levi and Ivy finally heard the truth about what they had been asked to do at the wedding. And once they knew what their special jobs were, they were more than happy to stay involved and help out Uncle Connor and Aunt Nicole. Quickly, the wedding approached, and before they knew it, it was the big day. Levi got to wear a stylish black tuxedo, and Ivy got to wear a magical, puffy white dress that made her look like a princess. Uncle Billy and Aunt Nicole could not have been happier, and their day was made that much better by Levi and Ivy being there to support them and join in all the wedding fun. We can't thank you enough, said Uncle Connor after their ceremony. We've never seen a better ring bearer or flower girl, added Aunt Nicole, giving them both a big hug. The rest of the wedding was a day that Levi, Ivy, Uncle Connor, and Aunt Nicole, and all of their friends and family would never forget. The next day at school, Levi and Ivy's friends were so excited to hear how everything went at the wedding. It's important to know that once they found out from their parents what a ring bearer and a flower girl really was, they decided not to tell their friends. How was the wedding bear? Asked Levi's friend. Funny enough, my uncle decided not to have one at the wedding because his new wife is allergic, giggled Levi. And my uncle already had the ring. So my big job the day of the wedding was just to wear a cool tuxedo and carry the rings down the aisle on a cute little pillow. Sounds awesome, said his friends. But more importantly, how was the cake? It was awesome, but it wasn't cake. There was an ice cream stand, exclaimed Levi. At the same time, Ivy's friends were listening excitedly to hear all about her big wedding adventure. Did you get all the flowers grown and put into pretty vases? Asked her friend. Funny enough, my Aunt Nicole actually made these beautiful wood bouquets, said Ivy. She knew my yard wasn't big enough for all the ones she wanted, so she took care of it. What she had me do instead was wear the prettiest white dress and toss flower petals as I walked down the aisle before her at the wedding ceremony. That sounds so fun, said Ivy's friend. And was the cake good? It was amazing, answered Ivy. So from that day on, Levi and Ivy always asked for the facts when they weren't sure of something and always got excited when someone in their family was getting married. They had such a great time at Uncle Connor and Aunt Nicole's wedding that they always hoped they'd have a chance to do it all over again. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next Storytime Hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.